Okay, good morning. Thank you for joining us. And today's daf is Daf Pei Aleph. I want to thank the Danishevsky family for sponsoring our learning this week in memory of Phil's father, Rav Yechiel Hillel, Ben Rav Yaakov. We're at the two dots here on Peyam Beis. The Mishnah introduced the concept of Ritzui Tzitz. There's a special power to the headband that would be worn by the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz, that it makes accepted items that would otherwise have been disqualified. So if the blood of a karban became tameh, even though normally the blood of a karban, which is tameh, is not accepted, but the Kohen Gadol, the fact that he wears the tzitz, makes accepted the sacrifice which was tameh. However, the Mishnah said that while the tzitz will make accepted a sacrifice which is tameh, it does not make accepted a person who's tameh. If the owner of the karban became tameh, the karban is disqualified. However, the Mishnah said, that's when we know that he became tameh. However, if he had become tameh through engaging in an activity of suffik, an activity of a doubt, later we find out that he's tameh, this is called tumas hatzahum. There's a special law we'll see in the Gemara in today's daf. It's actually halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. There's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that the tzitz makes acceptable the sacrifice of the person who had become tameh through tumas hatzahum. That's what the Mishnah said. Nitma ha-nazir osa pesach. If the nazir is trying to bring his offerings to complete his nazirus, or the fellow bringing the karban pesach become tameh b'tumas hatzahum, in the tumah of the depths, some suffik tumah, hatzitz miratza, the headband of the Kohen Gadol makes it accepted, the offering is acceptable. So Rami Bar Chama asked a question. Mishnah talks about the owner of the Pesach and the owner of the Nazir, the Nazir who's bringing his karbanos. Rami Bar Chama asked, Kohen amaratza b'karbanos seim, what about the Kohen who's doing their service, the Kohen who's performing the Karban Pesach, the Kohen who is bringing the El Nazir to the Mizbeach. If he had become impure with the Tumas Hatzahom, the Suffolk Tumah, Hutra lo Tumas Hatzahom, o lo, does his Tumas Hatzahom become Tahor, become accepted by the Tzitz or not? Mi Amrina, do we say, Ki Gemiri Tumas Hatzahom, when we have learned the Tumas Hatzahom, that's Bebailim, that's only in regards to the owner of the karban. In other words, when do we have this halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai? That the tzitz makes acceptable a tumah on the person, if the tumah on the person was a suffik tumah, was a doubtful tumah, the tumah is hatzahom, that the owner is that person, the owner of the Pesach, the Nazir who's bringing his karbanos. But the Kohen lo gemiri, but the Kohen doing the service, there is no halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai about him. Maybe bezivcha gemiri, in this sacrifice, that's the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. In the Pesach, in the karbanos of the Nazir, tumas hatzahom gets accepted through the tzitz. Therefore, if it's in a law in the sacrifice, it would apply loshna kohen veloshna bebailim. Wouldn't be a difference between the kohen doing the service or the owner of the sacrifice. That's the question. This law of the Mishnah, that the tzitz makes accepted an impurity if the impurity is on the person, but it was based on a big doubt. It was a very doubtful activity. Nobody knew that there was impurity here. He did something. But now it turns out we discovered that there was impurity here. So there, the Zalach L'moshim Yisina, the Tzitz makes those types of situations accepted, even though there was impurity. However, is that a law in the sacrifice, or is that a law in the owner only? So Amar Rav, Rav said, Tashma, maybe hear a proof from a Braisa of Rav Chiya. The Tani Rav Chiya taught, They didn't have this halacha Moshe Sinai teaching us that the impurity of the depths, the impurity where we don't know anything about it, gets accepted through the tzitz. Only when the doubtful impurity was a death impurity, interaction with the dead body. And not other impurities. Now, we know there are lots of other impurities. There's sherets, touching a dead rodent. There is ziva, discharges of liquids, sickly liquids that make a person a zav. Rav Chiya just said, this law of Tumas HaTahom being accepted through the tzitz is only in death impurity. And we're not sure about a death impurity. So what's he saying that the tzitz does not make accepted? What's he excluding? Presumably, what's similar to death impurity, as we've seen before, what's similar to death impurity is the impurity of touching a dead rodent. And saying if there was a suffix, there was a whole doubt whether there was the dead rodent impurity, but that the tzitz does not make accepted. So now, in regards to who are we dealing with? In regards to who are we dealing with? If we have Reb Chiya telling us this in regards to the owner of the sacrifice, that Reb Chiya is saying that if the owner of the sacrifice may have become impure with the death impurity, that's when we have a special law that Hashem gave to Moshe at Sinai, that the tzitz makes it accepted. But if he may have become impure with a dead rodent, then we don't have a law that the halacha Moshe, then we don't have the tzitz making it accepted. So if we're talking about the owners of a man, so which owner? If it's a Nazir, so I need Reb Chiya to tell me that a Nazir who may have touched, he didn't know, he may have touched a dead rodent, maybe didn't touch a dead rodent, so that doesn't get helped with the tzitz. What are you talking about? Mimahani Bey, the dead rodent impurity doesn't even do anything to the Nazir. The Torah says, V'chiyamus meis ala b'fesa pisom, ayam rishonim yiplu. If a dead person dies on him suddenly, then he has a problem. His earlier days of Naziris fall away, Amarachmana. But if he touches a dead rodent, nothing happens to him. So a suffix of a dead rodent certainly is not going to do anything to him. What's Rav Chiya saying? The suffix of the dead rodent doesn't get accepted. It's not even a problem when you get accepted. Elas, Rav Chiya is not talking about a Nazir. If Rav Chiya is talking about impurity from a dead rodent, he's talking about an Elsa Pesach. And he's saying, if you touched a dead rodent and you knew you touched a dead rodent, you couldn't bring a Pesach. There's a suffix if you touched a dead rodent. So if it then turns out you did touch a dead rodent, we don't have halacha Moshe Sinai saying that it becomes acceptable. It's also not acceptable. Well, honey, that's all fine if you are going to assume and you're going to agree with the opinion that ain't shochan al-tmei sheretz. If somebody touched a dead rodent, he can't participate in Karban Pesach. They can't have a Karban Pesach slaughtered for him. But according to the opinion, if somebody has touched a dead rodent, he can still bring his Karban Pesach. And we throw the blood for him. So if in Hashtatum you do it, if we know he's Tame, we do it. Huchulu, it becomes fine. So, if there's a suffix if we touch a dead rodent, of course it would work. How could Rav Chiya say no? The law of the tzitz, making a suffix acceptable, doesn't apply to a suffix outside of Tumas Meis. Doesn't apply to the doubts about other impurities. If he's talking about the impurity of a dead rodent, if the certain dead rodent becomes acceptable to offer the carbon Pesach, certainly a suffix. Elolav. So if Rav Chiya is saying this law that we have in our Mishnah, Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that a doubt about impurity does get accepted through the tzitz. But it's only for the death impurity, but not for the dead rodent impurity. If there's an issue with dead rodent impurity, it's not about the owner of the korban. It's about the kohen. The kohen is doing the service. If he has a dead rodent impurity, he can't do the service. If there was a suffix if he had a dead rodent impurity, and then it turns out that he did have the dead rodent impurity, then I would have thought that the tzitz makes it accepted. Finishes no, Rav Chiya says no. Tzitz only makes the suffix about death impurity accepted. It doesn't make a suffix, it doesn't make a doubt about a dead rodent impurity accepted. Now, if it's only about a Kohen, you can see though that about a death impurity, it would make it accepted. Shamina Hutchulo, Tumas Atomus. Now resolves this question of Rami Bar Chama. Is this law of our Mishnah that the tzitz makes accepted to masatza home, is that a law only in the owner of the karban, or is that a law also for the kohen doing the service? You see, it's a law for the kohen doing the service. So since it's a law for the kohen doing the service, that's where Rabbi is now going to say this only applies to the kohen doing the service when there's an issue of death. But when there's an issue not of death but of a dead rodent, then not. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, no, it's not a proof. Olam Abaylam, Rav Chiya was dealing with the owner of the karban, Ube Pesach, and he's dealing with the karban Pesach. So now, what's he saying? And he says, this law only applies to Tumas Meis, not to exclude the impurity of dead rodents. It's to exclude Tumas Atahom Deziva, to exclude when we're not even sure whether there was any Tuma in regards to a situation of Zov. Let's say you have a Zav. So a Zav who had two discharges of Zov, or three discharges of Zov, he has to have seven clean days. So let's say he's on day seven. He's counted 6 days, no discharges came out. He's on the seventh day. And so the seventh day turns out it's Erev Pesach. So he sends his Karban Pesach, because tonight he's going to be Tahor, he'll be able to eat the meat of the Karban Pesach. So they slaughter the carbon when it's day seven for him. They throw the blood when it's day seven for him. And then afterwards, he has a discharge of Ziva. So once he has a discharge, he ruined everything. He doesn't have now 17 days in a row. So it turns out now that he was still Tameh at the time of the throwing of the blood. He's not going to be able to eat that night. So, but at the time that they threw the blood, nobody knew if he's going to have a discharge. Right? Nobody knew that he's going to become a Zav. So he was in a state of a suffix. Maybe he's going to become a Zav. Maybe he won't become a Zav. Nobody knows this answer. It's a Tumas Atahom. It's a suffix of a total doubt. So that, the tzitz does not make it accepted. Ask the Gemara, Tumas Atahom Deziva Lo Maratza. Is that really true? Is the tzitz not going to make accepted this situation, this suffix, the suffix of whether there was Tumas Zov? Now it turns out that there was. Talking about a woman. It's another type of a zava. A woman during the 11 days of the month that are ziva days, if she sees blood, she sees blood one day, she has to wait the next day to make sure she doesn't see blood again. That's called Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees blood the next day, she has to wait now a third day, again, to make sure she doesn't see blood. If she sees blood on the third day, so she saw blood 3 days in a row during the 11 days that could be ziva days, she becomes a zava gadola. She needs to wait seven clean days, then go to the mikveh. So we know Rabbi Yossi says, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, a woman who saw blood, let's say, on the 13th of Nisan. So now she's waiting on the 14th of Nisan, and Erev Pesach, to see if she'll see blood again. And if on that 14th of Nisan, Shachtu V'Zarku Aleha, they shechted the karban and they threw the blood for her, B'Sheni Shila, on that second day for her, on the 14th of Nisan. And after they offered the carbon for her, Rasa, she had blood. Eino chela, she obviously can't eat the carbon Pesach that night because she's Tmeya. She has to wait now a third day. But Uptur Milas is Pesach Sheni. She doesn't have to give a Pesach Sheni. So what's Pesach? My time. Why doesn't she have to give a Pesach Sheni? Turns out she was Tmeya. But the Pesach is this. When they threw the blood of her carbon, they didn't know if she's going to see blood again. They didn't know if she's going to have another discharge of blood. So since they didn't know if she's going to have another discharge of blood or not, it was a suffix. Maybe she's not going to have a discharge of blood. And she ends up having a discharge of blood. But it was a suffix at the time. And apparently the tzitz makes it accepted. So you see that the tzitz makes accepted not only a suffix, not only a doubt of impurification from death impurity, but a suffix of impurity from bleeding, from zov. It's a female. Female's a zava, from a zava. So how could you say that the tzitz doesn't make accepted a suffix of Tumas Tahom, right, of an unknown Tuma of Ziva? So Amri, they gave in the yeshiva an amazing answer. Look, the Biosi does not hold that the tzitz makes accepted the suffix Tuma of Zav or bleeding. That's not what's going on here. Hashem de kasav Reb Yossi mikana lahaba hitzmeya. Reb Yossi has a big chiddush. Reb Yossi holds of the idea of miktsas hayom kakula. Part of the day is like a whole day. According to Reb Yossi, part of the day is like a whole day. So a woman who has a discharge of blood on day 13 of Nisan, it was during the 11 days of Zov, she has to have another day now that's clean. Come the beginning of the 14th, when she's clean in the beginning, part of the day is like the whole day. It's as if she was clean the whole 14th. She's already clean. She goes to the mikvah. She's clean. Then they bring the carbon for her. She's tahora. After they brought the carbon, she saw blood again. That's a new tumah. That's why she doesn't bring Pesach Sheni. She can't eat the carbon Pesach tonight because now she's tmeya, because she had a new tumah that started. But she doesn't bring Pesach Sheni because when her carbon was brought, she was tahora. Mikana lahaba himitama. So the Gemara asks, how could you say such a thing? But Tana b'ulam din abraiser, Rabbi Yossi says, Zav bal shtei ri'ios. Let's say you have a Zav who had two discharges of Zov. He needs to count seven clean days. Shecht v'zark olam v'shvi'i shelo. On the seventh day of his seven clean days, they shecht and throw the blood of his Karban Pesach. V'yach kachra. And after they threw the blood of his Karban Pesach, he has another discharge of Zov to ruin the seven clean days. Or shomeres yom keneged yom. A woman who had one day of bleeding in the 11 days of Zov. She's waiting for her second day. On the second day, on Erev Pesach, Shachtu Bezarku Allah B'Sheni Shalat, they slaughtered a Karban Pesach for her. Yach Kach Rasa. Then again, she has another bleed. Re'ilu Mitzam and Mishkav Moshev L'Mafreya. So by having a bleed on the second day, or by having a Zov discharge on day seven, all the different things that this woman sat on earlier on the second day, things that the man sat on before his discharge of day seven, are now avatumas. They're now highest level of impurity. They are the seed of a zav. So you see, it's not that that they were tahorim and now there's a new tumah. It's retroactive that these things become tumah. Furthermore, but even so, even though it's retroactive, turim lasses pesach sheni. They don't have to do a pesach sheni. Now, why don't they have to do a Pesach Sheni? Their carbon was offered when they were Tameh. Must be, you have to say, the idea of Ritzui Tzitz. The Tzitz makes it accepted. So you see that Ritzui Tzitz works, because at the time that the carbon was brought, we didn't know that they were going to become Tameh. There was a suffix. Maybe they're going to have a discharge and become Tameh. But at the time, they weren't already certainly Tameh. So you see, Ritzui Tzitz works, even for a suffix, about a discharge, not only when there's doubt about death and purity. I'm going to say to the yeshiva, no. Ma'ilam Afreya, this law that retroactively the things that the Zav or the Zava sat on or Tameh is only Midrabbanan. Midoraisa, they're already Tahor because of Mitzvah Sayom Kukulo, because part of the day is like the whole day. The reason why they're exempt from Pesach Sheni is because biblically they were Tahor. Rabbinically, there is a Tumah on the items that they sat on. Yeah, Izzy, a question? No, okay. Vama Rabbi Shaya. And Rabbi Shaya said further, says the Gemara, but Rabbi Shaya suffered. Rabbi Shaya also held this view of Rabbi Yossi, that the Zav, who has a discharge on day seven of his seven clean days, the fact that the things that he sat on are now Tameh, that's only a Dinder Abana. The time is looked at a Bryce, Rabbi Shaya Omer, Abel Zav Sharab Ishvi Shalom. The Zav who sees a discharge of Ziva on day seven of his count, Soser Eshalafanav, according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shaya, he lost all the days that he counted till now. Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Yisrael Yom, you should only lose day seven, but not the days before. Ask the Gemara and Rabbi Yochanan, Mimanav Shach, what's Rabbi Yochanan thinking? If he doesn't believe in Mixas Hayom Kekula, he believes that once there is a discharge that the whole day is gone. So then, afidukulinister, it should lose, it should knock out all the 7 days. And if he holds that there is mixas hayom kakula, because he had the beginning of the seventh day in a state of Tahara, it's as if he had the whole seventh day in a state of Tahara, and his new bleeding is now, his new discharge is now a new Tumah. So Yom Hanami Lister. So then why do you say he even lost that day? He completed his count. Eleima, so you have to change Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Yister below Yomo. He doesn't even lose that day, because he completed his 7 days. Okay, then Rabbi Shaya says to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, koi kavaseich. Rabbi Yossi agrees with you that the Tumah is only from now and going forward. Iver Rabbi Yossi, Amar, you know, Rabbi Yossi holds, Etam Mishkav Moshav Mafreya. When there's a discharge on day 7, the different things that the person sat on are all avatumas. Elav shmamina. So you see that that's only mitamil mafrei midrabbana. That's only rabbinically. It's not d'oraisa. Shmamina. So that's in fact the proof. So now, after the Gemara proved that according to Rabbi Yossi, when a zav has a discharge on day 7, he's only minatorah mitame. From here going forward. So now maybe we can resolve the question of Rami Bar Chama, whether the law of Tumas Tahom being accepted through the tzitz applies to the Kohen. Uli Rabbi Yossi. Now according to Rabbi Yossi, Ashta da Amar Nikana Lahabu Mitame. Now that he says that the Tumah is only from now and going forward. So when Rabbi Chia said in the Braisa, that there is only the ritzui tzitz. The tzitz makes it accepted only l'meis bilvad, only with tumas atzahom about tumas meis. L'mutemai, what's it excluding? You can't say that it's to exclude the tumas atzahom of ziva, because tumas atzahom of ziva, you don't need ritzui tzitz for. We said earlier, you can't say it's to exclude the owner of the carbon becomes tamei with tumas sheretz, because tumas sheretz is not even a problem for the owner of the carbon. So if she needs to be kind, so it must be we're going back to the original thought that Rav Chia is dealing with the Kohen, and he's saying that the tumas atahom of sheretz, there you don't have retweet sits for the Kohen. That implies that you would have retweet tzitz, that tzitz makes acceptable tumas atzahom of mace for the Kohen. Says the Gemara, no. If she needs to be Kohen, hutrulo tumas atzahom. That if for a Kohen, the tumas atzahom of mace does get accepted through the retweet tzitz. I mean, the answer in the yeshiva, no. Le'olam b'bailam. No, Reb Chia was talking about the owner of the Korban Pesach. Ube Pesach, and he's talking about the carbon Pesach that he's bringing. He's talking about the Ritzui Tzitz. The Kosavar, and he holds Ein Shochtim Nezork and El Tmei Sheretz. If somebody's a Tmei Sheretz, certainly, then you can't bring a carbon Pesach for him. But if there's only a Safik if he was Tmei Sheretz, and it turns out that he really was, you might have thought that the Tzitz would make it acceptable. It's true, that's what we have to have Reb Chia telling me, Lima'ute, that the Tzitz does not make it acceptable. All right, going back to this idea of Rabbi Yossi, ask the Gemara. El Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, Zava Gemura Heichim Mishkachasla. How do you ever have a situation of a woman being a Zava? A Zava is a woman who bled on one day during the 11 days of Zov. She waits till the next day, then again she bleeds. Waits till the next day, then again she bleeds. According to Rabbi Yossi, once she's in the next day, Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, she became Tahora. So how does she ever become a Zava Gadol of having had 3 bleeds? She's bleeding straight the whole three days, 72 hours of blood coming out of her? I said, yeah, that's the answer. The shofas, she becomes a Zava Gadol. She was bleeding straight for 72 hours. It was flowing out for all 3 days. By the same alternatively, she bled on the first day of her 11 clean days, right? One of these 11 days of Zov, she has a bleed. And then, as the very beginning of the second day, she again has a bleed. In other words, during Bein Hashmashos, right when we're not even sure whether the second day has started yet, she's already bleeding. So you don't have any mitzvah sayom. You don't have a part of a day that she's tahor. You can't say part of the day is like the whole day. Don't you also call Shnei Bein Hashmashos? These 2 Bein Hashmashos, she was seeing blood. That's how she becomes a Zava Gadola. Okay, again, we learned in our Mishnah, Tumas Atzahom. if we're not sure if somebody ever became tame with a tumas mace, and we find out that they did become tame with a tumas mace, so the tzitz makes it accepted. So you get a question: does that only apply to the owner of the karban, which is what the Mishnah spoke about? Maybe it applies also to the kohen. So now another question: Rav Yosef had a question. Kohen amaratze b'tamid. Let's say a kohen is doing the service of the karban tamid. If he had a suffix tuma, and now it turns out that it really was tuma, does that get accepted by the tzitz or not? If you're going to tell me, if you'll assume, koin amaratzi b'karbonos sayen, which will lotum asat home, the koin doing the karbonos of nazir or pesach, the tuma asat home becomes accepted to him. Koin amaratzi b'tamid mai. What about a koin doing the service of the karbon tamid? Mi amina do we say chi gemiri tumasat home b'pesach? When do we say that there is such a halach l'moshe misinai that the tzitz makes accepted the safek tuma? That's in karbon pesach. But for tamid logami, we don't have halach l'moshe misinai for tamid. Well, duma maybe yalav tamid mi pesach. We can derive tamid from pesach. Amar Rabba proposed that through logic we could figure it out. It's a kal v'chomer. Rabba makom shlo hutra lo tuma yedua. In a carbon, let's say carbon of a carbon pasach, a kohen who touches tuman, he's certainly tummy mace. He can't do the carbon pasach only if tumah hutra b'tzibur. Everybody's tummy, but if he does it himself, no. So in a situation where we don't permit him to do it when we know that there's tumah, but nevertheless, if we didn't know that there was tumah, it was hutra lo, it was tumah sata home, and hutra lo, and it permitted. So that's the law of the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach, if there was a Tumah, Tumah Satsa home, we say that the Kohen gets accepted. So Makam Shochelo Tumah Yedua, when you deal with a Karban Tamid, it's a communal Karban. In a communal Karban, Kohanim are allowed to do the service even when they know that they're Tamid. So if so, in Odin Shochelo Tumah Satsa home, certainly if there was only a Suffolk, if they were Tamid Mace, it should be accepted. I'm the answer to the yeshiva here in Pei Aleph on Beis. No. Midainina kal v'chomer me'alacha. Can you derive a kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshe misinai? We know that you can't. Well, Tanya, as we learned in regards to the nazir, there's a whole question whether if a nazir becomes tame with a quarter of blood from a dead body, does that ruin his nazirus? The same way, were he to become tame from a bone chip, it would ruin his nazirus. The Akiva said it's a kal v'chomer. A bone chip doesn't have tumas oel. A tuma of a cup full of blood from a dead body has tuma of a whole tent. So certainly it can ruin the nazirus. Amler Belezer. Belezer says back to Rabbi Akiva. Akiva, no. That's in kisora, a bone chip the size of a barley bean. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. Rabbi Yisdam, that you're saying, if that's in kisora, can ruin nazirus. Certainly Rabbi Yisdam can ruin nazirus. Revius Dam, you're trying to say a kavachomer. Ain't done a kavachomer me'alacha. You can't derive a kavachomer from halacha l'moshe misinai. You can only derive a kavachomer from a pasuk. So therefore, this kavachomer is rejected. El Amar Rava, therefore Rava said, Yalif mo'ado, mo'ado mi'pesach. Now I'll tell you. We know that there's a big Zera Shava linking the Karban Tamid with the Karban Pesach. How do we know that the Karban Tamid overrules Tumah? How do we know the Karban Pesach overrules Shabbos? Those are the Zera Shava, Moado, Moado. It says Moado in both. So therefore, now that we have Halacha L'moshe misinai telling us that in Karban Pesach, if the owner of the Karban Pesach had Tumah Satzaho, he was in a situation of a Safik Tumah that nobody knew if there was any Tumah here. Now it finds out that there is Tumah. We said that the Karban Pesach gets accepted because of the tzitz. So, if that's true about the Karban Pesach, it's also true about the Karban Tamid. We said that according to our questions, maybe a Kohen also can be accepted if he had Tumah Satzah home in Pesach. So, that's true about the Kohen. It's also going to be true about the Kohen doing, if it is true with the Kohen and the Karban Pesach, it'll be true about a Kohen and the Karban Tamid. Special pasuk, v'nasa, right? That v'nasa alav, Mitzumo Sam, the Pasuk says that he's going to carry on himself from their tumos. He's going to make them acceptable.
Kohen
takes it on. So now the Gemara asks, this law that we're saying is Halach L'Moshe Misina, is there a Pasuk for it? Tumas Hatzahom Gufa. Tumas Hatzahom itself. In Pesach. And in Nazir. Hey Chaksiva, where did the Pasuk say that the tzitz makes it accepted? Amar Blazer, Blazer said, Amar Kad, the Pasuk says in regards to the Nazir, V'chiyamas Meis Alav. And if a dead person dies on him, it has to be B'muchuveres Alav. It has to be a tumah that's clear to him. Ashka Nazir, okay, that's the source for Nazir. What's a Pesach Minal? What about a person doing a Karban Pesach? Amar B'yochin answered, Amar Kad, the Pasuk says, Ish Ishki Yatami Lenefesh Obederach Rechoka Lachem. We're on a long road for you. So since it says for you, imuchuveres lachem, only a tumah that's clear to you. Rishim Lakish Amar, Rishim Lakish says, baderech, has to be kiderech, like a derech, ma derech begali, just like a path is open, of tumah nami begali, the tumah has to be an open tumah. One second, ask the more amazing, the challenge is, we learned in a braisa, ezo hi tumah satahom, what is this tumah of safek? Kol shlo hikir ba echad besofa olam, that no one in the world knows about it. No one in the world knows about it. But if somebody in the world knows the answer, whether there is tumah here or not, that needs a tumah satom. That's not this tumah that gets accepted through the tzitz. Understand? But if the sources are these other psukim, he only gets disqualified from bringing a karban of nazir when it's clear to him. So adiyadahu, as long as it's not clear to him, it should be tumas atom, even if other people know about it. The Rabbi Yochanan Damar Lachem, the Mechuveres Lachem, from the word Lachem, it has to be clear to you. All right, Adyadi Beitrei. So two people have to know about it. If only one person knows about it, though, it shouldn't be considered tumas, it should be again considered tumas atom. But one would also be apparently tumas atom. That's against what we said, that nobody can know about it. And Rabbi Shimon Malakish Damar Kiderech, who says that only a tumah which is open like a road, Adiyadi Kuliyam, everybody has to know about it. But if somebody doesn't know about it, it's not like a road, and then already it should be tumah satahom. Ella, no, it's not these psukim, but rather tumah satahom hilchas gemirila. Tumah satahom is, as we said, it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, across Machtaba Alma. Psukim are just ways to remember the Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Amar Marbar Avashi. Marbar Avashi said, Lo Shanu, we didn't see this law, we didn't learn this law, that the tzitz makes acceptable what the nazir, or the person bringing the Karban Pesach does when he had tumas at home. Ela Shano da Lo La'achar Zrika. Only in a case where after they threw the blood of the Karban on their behalf, they found out that he had been tameh. He is dark dam, Shapir is dark, because when they threw the blood, it was the right thing to do. But if even before they threw the blood, he found out that he had become tameh through the activities that he had done before, Lomaratz, the tzitz doesn't make it accepted. Meisve, they challenge this. We don't get a brisa. Hamotze meis mushkav l'rochbo shel derech. If a person finds that there was a dead body laid out along the width of the path, so now l'chuma tameh, he can't eat chuma. But the nazir, if he's a person who's a nazir, or he's an oseh pesach, he's trying to bring his carbon pesach, Tzohar, we can still throw the blood on his behalf. He's exempt from Pesach Sheni because this was a Tumas Hatzahom. Tumas Hatzahom gets accepted by the Tzitz. I asks the Gemara, it says here the Osa Pesach is Tahor. Tahor, whenever it says Tame or Tahor, the Abahu means he's Tahor going forward. It means not that once it was thrown, it's accepted. We can go throw the blood. Ella, you're right. Yitmar, ach Yitmar. If something was taught, this is what was taught. Amar Marbar Avashi. Marbar Avashi said, Lo Tema, don't say that no delula achas vikuhu de meratze. The tzitz only makes accepted the tumah that he found out about after the blood was already thrown. Avol no delula fnez vikuhu, but if he found out about it before he threw the blood, lo meratze, the tzitz doesn't make it accepted. Not true. Ella, if you no delula fnez vikuhu, even if he found out about it before they threw the blood, the tzitz makes it accepted. Alright, now let's go through this entirety of this price. We've quoted pieces of it, now we'll go through the entirety of it. Proof we learned before. Hamotze meis mushkav l'roch bo shel derech. A person finds a dead body that had been laid down along the width of the path that he had walked on. the Truma Tamei. Now we can't eat Truma, but Lenazir Rosh Pesach, in terms of it being a Nazir or bringing the Korban Pesach Tzar, he can still go ahead with it because when he walked through the path, he didn't know. Since he didn't know, it's Tumah set to home, and therefore there's a special Lach L'Moshe Misina that the Tzitz makes it acceptable. When is this true? There was no other way to go through. But if there's a way to walk through this path without necessarily walking on the dead body, even though we found the dead body in the path, it's a Safik Tumah in a public domain, and therefore he's Tar, and he can even eat Truma. This is also only true. The dead body was whole. But if the dead body is broken up and into pieces, and he ended up walking through again, Tahar. Maybe he walked through the broken pieces. And again, it's Safik Tumah. But if these broken pieces are in one grave, even if it's broken up and into pieces, he's Tamei, because the grave combines it into one. Is this true? Walk through with his feet. I will tell him, but if he's carrying a big burden, we're riding an animal, then he is tummy. Because if a person's walking with his feet, it's possible he didn't touch, and it's also possible that he didn't. He wasn't a canopy over. I will tell him, but if he's carrying a burden or riding, it's not possible he didn't touch or serve as an ohel over it. When is this true? But Tumah sets a home. Again, it's only true in the Tumah of the depths that we're not aware about it. I will Tumah you do it. But if people knew that there was somebody buried here, then somebody walked there and then finds out that he became Tameh, he is Tameh. The Ezuhi Tumah sets a home. What is Tumah sets a home? As we've seen quoted earlier, says the Raisa. Something that no one in the world knows the answer to. But if somebody in the world knows that there's a Tumah here, ain't a Tumah Satzahom. It's not included in the Halacha Moshe Sinai of Tumah Satzahom. Mitzo Tamun B'Tevin. A person finds a dead body hidden in hay, afar, or dirt, pitzrioros, or pebbles. Raise a Tumah Satzahom. That could very well be Tumah Satzahom, that nobody knew about it. Mayim, if he found a dead body in water, Bafela, in the Kiki Aslayim, or in the cracks between rocks, ain't a Tumah Satzahom. That's not a Tumah Satzahom, because people are going to see it. People are going to see it. It wasn't hidden from all. Lo Amru Tumah Satzahom El Lameis Bovad. Tumah Satzahom that gets accepted through the tzitz only applies to dead body tumah. It doesn't apply to other types of tumah, as we learned, the tumah of zov or the tumah of tumah sharetz. Everybody should have a wonderful day. Adkan Daf Pei Aleph.